The following program will make you want to grow things and experience new and wonderful dreams about your plants, garden, and garden design. Listener participation is strongly advised. Good evening and welcome to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101. To contact Joanne live this evening right now, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email in studio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Down the Garden Path, Joanne Shaw.
Thank you, Gary, and welcome everyone to Down the Garden Path. And thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy all of our topics that we discuss every Monday night. We discuss down-to-earth tips and advice for your plants, gardens, and landscapes. And as a fellow gardener, and even more so as a landscape designer, I think it's important and possible to have great gardens that are low maintenance, which is why here on Down the Garden Path each week, I do my best to help you achieve that. We bring you interesting, relevant, and helpful topics and guests that can help us learn about a subject or help us with our yards and gardens. There is always lots to talk about, even in the cold month of March. So tonight, I'm really excited to be joined again with Trish John, and we're going to talk once again about feng shui. Trish is an inspired feng shui practitioner, professional organizer, and she's been helping people get their homes and offices organized and feng shuied since 2005. Trish has been studying feng shui for over 20 years, and she is the founder of Your Spiritual Connection. Trish's passion in life is to help people make the connections in their life through feng shui, getting organized. She loves teaching her clients and the participants at her classes and workshops about all the benefits of adding feng shui to their indoor and outdoor environments. Welcome to the show, Trish.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so excited. So we've talked about this in the past, if our listeners didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd probably start by telling a little bit of a background on overall feng shui.
Okay.
Can you give us a bit of an how it applies to, I mean, it applies the same, the front and the inside and the outside of the home,
yes.
Right?
Yes, it does.
But we're going to focus on the garden tonight.
Yes.
But, so did you want to, I know it's an ancient...
ancient Chinese secret.
There it is. It's your ancient Chinese secret.
It is. It's an Asian art of environmental design and object placement. And what basically that means is your environment affects you, and how you place things in your home, your inside or outside, affects you as well. So you have to be cautious of what you're putting around you. So what you're surrounding yourself with. So it feng shui started over 4,000 years ago in China. Black sec feng shui is what we're talking about today. That's what I've been studying. And I find that it's the one of the easiest ones to understand as well as to implement in your home and your outside environment.
Okay. Yeah. And so I would think in China they're still really practicing. Is that something that they really practice?
They do. Most of them, yes, they do. Yes, they truly believe it. They're brought up with that belief, that spiritual belief, I guess you could say, of what benefits them. There's been so much success with it that I feel that they that's why they live that way.
Oh, okay.
Because they know the benefits. They've grown up with it. Their ancestors have, you know, so for 4,000 years, people have been doing this, so something's got to be working well. I would think, anyway.
I would think, for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, so it's not just something that, well, my mom says I have to do it, so I do it. Like, they really follow it I guess it's not a religion, but like a spiritual.
It's more of a spiritual belief. It's not a superstition either. It's proof. There's proof in it. So I think that's why they believe so strongly in it, because it has been proven for so many years that how your floor plan is set up can so affect you. And that's why when they build their homes, or how they where they even choose to build their homes, is such a big decision for them. Like, they don't just, like us, build wherever there's land.
Right.
They build with certain restrictions and, I guess, positioning of their homes, what it's facing, what's behind it. That's all so important in them. And I wish we could live like that more here.
Yeah.
Because we would have a lot less issues in our world.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, with the way the world is, we can't do that. But there are ways we can tweak it with feng shui.
Right,
sure.
Right. Yeah. The way our builders build homes is not really.
No, I know nothing against builders, but I wish they would ask some feng shui practitioners.
Well, I guess it's more the architects, right? They're,
it
you
is,
know, really.
Yeah. I mean, the people that plan them don't think of the consequence of putting a bathroom in your wealth area or something like that. That definitely has a financial problem when they do that. And I find that more homes that I go into have that. And I get that asked that question all the time. What do I do if a bathroom's in my wealth area?
Well,
you know, there definitely is ways of fixing it, but if you can prevent it altogether, don't put it in the wealth area.
So don't buy that house.
Don't buy that house. If you don't buy that house, because you will be struggling with finances, and you'll have to keep continuing doing things to change that energy for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just incredible.
Yeah.
So now if our listeners can get online, also look at, I have on my social media and Trisha's social media, the Bagua map. Mm-hmm. So it's like a layout that we're going to discuss today and lay out on in our backyard. So it's going to be a great reference tool. So you can check me out on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and I've posted those for the day. So that will help make sense what we're talking about. And you have it on your website as well.
Yes, I have it on my website.
Oh, and your website's your?
It's yourspiritualconnection.ca.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if you have a minute, then please, how do we spell what we're talking about? So, go ahead.
Okay,
so
to spell feng shui, it's F-E-N-G and S-H-U-I. It's pronounced feng shui. I know a lot of people stumble on that. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day, as long as you use it and you believe in it. That's me, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for your question. So Bagua map, which is B-A-G-U-A, and it's a 9-section grid, basically.
It's like a tic-tac-toe board. Yes.
Okay.
That's how we describe it. So it's easy for people to visualize.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. So we know it's radio and not TV, but we're going to try and explain this grid. And Trisha's going to talk about the feng shui aspects and things that we can add. And if there's any garden type things that I can support her with and kind of say, okay, choose this color or choose this plant, then I'll chime in.
Okay,
right?
That's great. Yes, I would love that, because my flowers are not my thing.
Yes.
And because I don't spend a lot of time in my garden, you definitely would have a lot more experience with suggestions.
Right.
Even. Like you were saying about the presentation on Saturday, like a metal something rather than,
So,
okay, great. All right.
Excellent. So the bag was 9 squares, and it's the bottom, right? You line up your... Do we always, if we're doing the backyard, do we always do it from the gate, or do you do it from your home? Does it depend on where you enter the backyard more?
Well, ideally it would be from the gate into your backyard.
Okay.
It still lines up the same way, because the gate will line up with the back of your house. So even if you go through the sliding door into your backyard, it's still on the same position that you would position the Bagua map. Okay. So if you're walking into your backyard, we'll just use the gate as an example to make it easiest. You'll either come in the right of your house, the right of your house, or you're the left of your house, and that will either be skills and knowledge to the left, or helpful people and travel to the right.
Okay.
So you're going to enter one of those other ways. The one in the middle is career and life path.
Okay.
Excuse me. So you're going to enter, say you're going to enter in helpful people section, again, just to make it easier.
Okay.
The back left-hand corner of your backyard would be your wealth and prosperity area.
Okay. So that's a big area, right, for everybody? That's where our money is.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, that's where your money is. And that's where all the, I guess, the big luxury items in life that we want in our life, that's mm-hmm. where you would... enhance that area for those type of things.
Okay. Or I guess that's where your money isn't, if that's the case, right?
Oh,
so
that's
could be where there's an issue.
Yes.
And I know, so some of the things that we could do to improve the wealth and prosperity corner, I guess you call it corner
yep,
of our yard,
that's fine, yep.
What type of things would improve that area?
Okay. So the there's two elements for this area. The main element is wood. So it could be a wooden bench, a wooden planter, anything like that. And the other one is water. So it could be a water feature, water fountain, anything that represents the
okay.
idea of water.
How about a bird bath?
Could be a bird bath.
Okay.
Yes, that's usually actually one of the easiest things to maintain because fountains and water features and all that take a lot of work. So whatever you are planning to put in that area, make sure that you're keeping it running, like pumps running properly, the water's kept clean. Even with a bird bath, you have that issue sometimes too. So you have to make sure that whatever you're putting there, that you're going to maintain it.
Okay.
And if you have a pool in that area, that's great, as long as your pool is running well and you're keeping it clean and mm-hmm. maintained and whatever. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about a fence? Like if there, does that count? Like, because if you're, okay, I'm just thinking, I always will relate it kind of back to my own yard.
That's fine, yeah.
So obviously my whole yard is surrounded by fence. So does that wood in the backyard kind of count?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Because you could have a metal fence,
yeah,
right?
Or aluminum,
yeah,
chain link
yeah,
fence.
Whatever, right?
Yep.
So yeah, the wood still represents, even though it's through the whole yard. In feng shui, we have, we always recommend the five elements balanced. So yes, every area has their own element, but
okay.
you still have to balance all the other elements in the same area.
Okay.
So having wood in an area that's not necessarily a wood element, you still need it.
Okay.
So it's good to have a wooden fence. There's no problems with that.
Okay.
But I would just enhance it with whatever you can that has those elements in it as well.
All right.
So, yeah.
So we have a question. I don't know if it's off topic a little bit, but yin and yang of feng shui.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
That's about balancing the energy, male, female type of energy.
Okay.
And we're definitely not going to discuss that today because
okay.
that's beyond what, you know, we're talking about.
Okay.
But, it's important. It's definitely important in feng shui. It's, again, about balancing the energies. So you're not having too much active energy or too much low act energy.
Okay.
You want to have a balance. And that's what feng shui is also about, is about just balancing the energy, period.
Okay.
So that's important to do.
So yes. Would that not apply as much on the outside of the house?
Oh, no, it still applies.
Okay.
It's just, that's what I mean when I say balancing the elements.
Mm.
When you're balancing the elements, you're balancing the energy.
Okay.
You're not making anything too strong mm-hmm. and overpowering of the other stuff.
Okay.
Unless you need to make an adjustment.
Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope we answered your question there, Ari. So we talked about... So other things that we can add, there's a color associated with that wealth corner as well.
Right. Purple is the main color for mm-hmm. this area, but also green is another good one because it represents money in
right.
the U.S. anyway. but for us, it does as well. So I would suggest a purple or green. If those colors are not your favorite, of course they're not for everybody.
Right.
You don't have to show the feng shui cure, and that's what the color would be. You can hide that color in something, but still have the intention of why it's there.
Okay.
You know, to track the abundance and the prosperity.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, if we talked about this before, so if it's a lilac bush, right, that has
right.
purple flowers, so even though it's only flowering in the spring,
yeah.
it's still okay. That
yes.
still would count.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing to do is if you wanted... maybe you don't, the only thing you could do is add maybe a container, you know, get a nice ceramic or plastic
yes.
container and get one that's purple.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And so even if you're putting white flowers in it, the fact that it's purple,
right.
you know, it can, and you set it in the garden or in that corner
in that area,
of the yard. And if there's, let's say, a patio set or something like that, like, you know, maybe a purple pillow on the bench,
right,
that
yes,
type of thing. Yeah. So it can be really subtle, practical things,
can be.
Right?
It doesn't mean you have to paint the fence purple or you have
right.
to paint everything in that area. We're not saying that. We're just saying at least have, you know, one of the colors we suggest in that area. And if it's not a color you really like, I suggest you have it in there, but hidden.
Okay.
So under the bench, in the inside the planter, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you can think of that's creative.
Okay.
To hide it, you know, it yeah. doesn't have to be shown to work. It's
okay.
all about your intention and why it's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So which one do you want to do next?
Let's do fame.
Okay.
So fame is in the back middle of your yard, and it's it's fame and reputation. So it's a reputation of how the community sees you, as well as fame of what you do for a living. So it's a lot of people get wrapped up in the fame wording, but it is more about your reputation in the community.
Okay.
Okay. Or being seen as an expert in your field, whichever way you want to see it or use it. So the element is fire, and the color is red. But it could also be orange or burgundy, you know, the
okay.
red family anyway.
All right.
And the things that I suggest for this area are like a fire pit, if you're allowed to in your neighborhood. Not
okay.
all neighborhoods allow that. But you can have planters, you can have red flowers.
Right.
Any suggestions for red flowers?
Yeah, well, I think of shrubs. So you could probably do like weigelias that have there's a whole burgundy series, wine
okay.
series of weigelias that are burgundy foliage.
Okay.
You know, Barberry has burgundy foliage. So there's several beaches. If you're looking for maybe a tree, sometimes people, that's what they have in the center of their yard, right, at their fence,
right. yes.
to give them privacy from mm-hmm. the people behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a dawak. It's called D-A-W-Y-C-K. Beach tends to be a nice size beach for our small yards in
right.
that it only gets to be about 6 feet wide but 18 feet tall. So
wow.
it's nice and narrow and very columnar. You could even do a grouping of three if you really need privacy.
That's nice.
And it comes burgundy. So
oh,
I think
okay.
that's a good option, right?
That's a great option.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
And then as far as annuals go, I mean, annuals to me are fairly short-lived. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can't really plant them till the end of May and they last until September.
Yes.
But certainly, you know, the good old red geraniums.
Right,
yeah. Or red impatience, that
yes.
type of thing, whether you have sun or shade. But I think there's a lot of options you can do with plants that are there all season.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And you'd also mentioned pointed leaves, something with a pointed leaf. Does that kind of, because it kind of represents fire? Is
it
that
does.
Why?
That's
oh,
why
okay.
they say anything pointed or, you know, triangular. It represents the fire element.
Right.
And that's also with a lot of, with all the guas too, there's usually a shape with most of them.
Okay.
So you have to think of it. If it's fire, it's pointed, you know. If it's an abundance, so it's the wealth area, it's an abundance of type of bush. So it has a lot of it. It's big, you know.
Right.
That's how we connect it with it. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of yuccas. I mean, they're kind of sharp and pointy, and they have such a thing as an outdoor plant. So if that's in the air or an indoor plant for the inside, but it's a completely different plant outside.
Oh, okay.
But they tend to be greenish blue, mm-hmm. and or yellowish. So there's nothing burgundy, but
and that's okay. It's still the pointed plant that
okay.
has that element of fire. So yes, that would still work. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Definitely.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. So we do have a question. It's kind of going back. So Brad, I don't know if he's just joined us. So he's saying it's a deep subject that he does not totally understand. Is there a way you can explain a very basic meaning of feng shui and what it can do for our lives?
Okay. Yes. Feng shui is about, like I said before, it's about environmental design, which means, you know, how your floor plan affects your life, how it's set up, how you put things in your space. So, you know, where your couch goes, where your bed goes. For an example, your bed should always be furthest away from your door so you have a good view of who's coming in. In feng shui, we believe that's the best command position for that piece of furniture because it gives you a command feeling in your bedroom as well as there's no surprises. And a lot of times when the clients say to me, you know, I always get these unexpected bills or unexpected car repairs, and it usually ends up being their bed is not in the right position.
Okay.
And I always say that's why, because your you're being surprised because you can't see what's coming at you.
Right.
So if that helps, I hope. I you know, you could always send me an email and I can give you maybe a bit of a better description. But
right.
That, I think, is the easiest way we can visualize, you know, what feng shui can do for you.
Right.
And the benefit of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, just changing bed position can make a huge difference in your life.
Wow.
For sure. Yeah.
And so, Brad, we're applying those same principles instead of to the inside of our house. We're looking at our backyard or yeah. yards mm-hmm. and seeing what little tweaks can we make in our yard. Because every year people, this time of year, you start thinking about, well, it's a little early, but you start mm-hmm. thinking about, okay, what patio furniture am I getting mm-hmm. or what plants am I going to plant?
Right.
So these are some things that you can think about now. And not only are they going to add to the beauty of your yard and the functionality of your yard, but then you throw a little bit of feng shui.
Right.
You know, so
it can only benefit.
Yeah,
you.
And it can only benefit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So I hope that helps, Brad. So we're going to talk about the now picture the back right hand corner of your yard.
So that's the relationship and love area, but it's also about the relationships you have with everybody in your life, not just your spouse or your significant other. So the people you work with, you know, the neighbors, all those people that we come in contact with, that's what this area is about too. So if you have a problem with a neighbor, especially with the nice weather coming up,
mm-hmm.
you spend more time outside. If you don't get along with your neighbor, it's nice to build this area so it's neighbor friendly. You know, you don't want anything that's poking over or causing them to be irritated. I wouldn't recommend a sharp, pointy object or plant in this area because that's representing a standoffish type of feel, mm-hmm. and you don't want that.
Okay.
But I would recommend something that is pink or white or red, has that really bountiful feeling. You could put a bench in this area, you know, two seats with two red cushions or two pink cushions.
Okay.
Make it like a romantic feel to it, or just an area that two people could sit and have a nice conversation.
Okay, so like, you know, maybe a bistro set,
yes,
in that corner,
ideally,
of your yard.
Yes.
Even because that's sometimes nice too, even though you might have the patio closer to your yard. I like that. When I design gardens for people, I like putting something like a bench or a
yes.
little bistro set in a corner, and you give that illusion of a destination. You might not ever sit there, but it just gives
right.
that illusion of a bit of a destination, a secret garden, so to speak,
yeah.
type of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that would really be it's neat to know that, to me, that was just like a design element, but to know that you
right.
can apply feng shui to it.
Yes.
So we just have to make sure it's always in the right-hand corner.
That's right,
right.
Yes. And I agree with you, Joanne. I think that's a nice feel to a backyard when you have that little secret
mm-hmm.
area to sit, even though you don't usually sit that far back from your back entry or your back door. But it's still a beautiful, and it looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it in many people and many clients' backyards, and it does really look nice.
Yeah.
And it adds a little bit something to your backyard, so it's not so meh.
Yeah. And sometimes it is practical, because sometimes closer to your patio in your house, it's more shady
right.
in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
in the evening, and then that's where their last bit of sun is. So they like to sit out there and have coffee or have a drink in that corner. So sometimes there is a reason for it.
Yes.
But it's nice to know that there can be some positive. And especially since you said metal is a port in there too. So a little bistro set is usually, they usually come metal.
That's right. Yeah,
right?
They do. Right.
So
yes, of course.
Yeah.
So I did say that. So actually the element for this area is earth.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I said that earlier. And the color is red, pink, or white. And I did say the element for the fame was already metal,
right.
fire. Yeah. Okay. So do you want to move on to family?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. What section's that?
So family is the middle on the left of your backyard. The element is wood, just like the wealth area. You can, because they're side by side, the wealth and the family, you could add a little bit of water in this area too, because you have to think of it this way, water feeds wood. So that's how we think of it in feng shui. And the color would be green. Of course, you can add purple in there as well. So this is a great area actually to have like your family garden.
Okay.
This is where we put our family garden last year.
Like a vegetable garden?
Like a vegetable garden,
okay.
Yeah. It could be a flower garden as well. It's just because it's family. The idea of it is to be a family oriented.
Okay.
So we put our family vegetable garden there because we figured it's going to be with us and the kids working on it together as a family.
Okay.
So it's just a reinforcement of that family connection. Pretty much that's how I look at it. But you could put, you know, you could put cedars there. I mean, there's lots of plants you could put there as well. You know, anything that gives you that tree feeling of wood, the solid wood trunk, that's what I would encourage there.
Because lots of times people, again, there's privacy. I mean, just like with the fame area, privacy issues tend to pop up there. Also on the left-hand side, you know, you seem to...
You want something higher there and a little more protective.
Yeah, so having a tree or a cedar hedge there, you know, lots of people probably already have that. So that's good.
Yeah, it's funny how people, I think intuitively we put things where they should be.
Yes.
It's funny when I do go into clients' homes or in their backyards and I see it and I kind of snicker because it's so funny that they already knew to put that there, but then something else is so not obvious to them. So it's kind of fun to see how they think and what came out of it. Or they say, oh, yeah, I was going to do that, but... And then and I always say, just trust your intuition because it's telling you what should go where. You just, most people always push it aside thinking, no, that, you know, that's not right.
Yeah.
But it usually is. So,
Actually, I want to backtrack a second because another popular thing that we find in people's backyards, and they're usually in the corner, are sheds.
Yes. Very true.
So what do you find? So whether it's on the wealth or whether it's in the relationship, what, do you have any shed recommendations? I know that's a biggie.
It is a biggie. Sheds are great no matter where they are because we all need them. We all have stuff we have to put away for the weather and whatever and keep our supplies and garden tools and all that stuff. However, my recommendation is to keep it as clean as possible.
Okay.
And to not fill it with junk. Clutter, whatever you want to call it, because whatever area it is in, it's going to cause an issue. So when I go into clients' homes and I do talk, even when I just do an inside consultation, I always ask them, you know, do you mind if I just look outside? And if I do see a shed, which I normally do almost all the time, I always say, so what do you have in the shed? Because even though it's outside and that's not what I'm there for the consultation wise, it still matters. Because whatever's in your environment affects you, inside or outside. So if they have a shed in the wealth area and they're telling me they have wealth financial issues, I ask them, well, what's in your shed? And they say, oh, it's just full of junk. You know, it's just stuff we don't know what to do with. You know, it's whatever. And I always tell them, well, you have to pay attention to that as well because that is affecting your wealth because it is on your property and it is close to you.
Okay.
So it's funny how people don't get that connection. They only worry about the inside. It is the outside. It does matter. Okay. If you have a yard full of trash, junk, garbage, broken fences, broken tools, all that stuff is going to give you the feeling of feeling broke all the time.
Mm.
So pay attention to that for sure. Okay. So sheds could be beautiful. They can have flower boxes
on
window
them. Boxes and things.
Right. So you can make them beautiful. You can keep them painted and, you know, I'm not saying you have to dust
paint it purple.
Them.
We don't have to make we don't have to paint it purple. Do
you
we?
Don't have to paint the purple. And I'm not saying you have to sweep it on a regular basis, but I am saying maintain it as much as you can.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's one thing I don't have. We don't have room in the backyard because of the pool.
Of the pool, right.
We do not have room for a shed. So that's phew. I'm sure I have lots of other issues in the backyard, but that's not one of them. That's good. Okay. All right. So we talked about family on the left, kind of the middle left.
Right.
How about in the center of the yard? So typically people would have a lawn or a pool.
Right. That's the health area. So, course, it's very important because your health matters. For everything else to run smoothly in your life, your health should be up to par. So it's the earth element for the health area. And like Joanne said, it's usually, you know, just the center of your grass. It depends on, you know, your budget and what your ideal of your backyard should look like. Some people do it, use it as a, you know, a pathway towards their gardens on the sides. The best thing to do is, you know, keep the grass looking beautiful, well-maintained, fertilized, whatever. Just don't leave it empty, barren, because I sometimes find that people have bare spots in their yards.
Yeah. Grass is a whole other show, but
yeah, I know.
Maintaining their grass, it's challenging.
It is, and I know because our summer last year was so hot, and I mean, a lot of people's grass died and all that, but just keep reseeding, you know, keep putting that intention out there that you want a healthy grass, which relates again to your health. So you can still do things to it. You could put a little table set out there with an umbrella. You could still make it beautiful. It just depends on your yard and, you know, what your budget is, of course. So yeah.
And so for people with a pool there.
Like you.
Yeah, like me. It's a little trickier,
it
right?
Is, yeah. So again, it's about if you can't literally add a feng shui cure in the sense of a planter or something like that, or paint, all I recommend is you keep the pool clean, well-maintained. If the liner breaks or rips, replace it as soon as you can, because all those things are affecting whatever area it is in. So okay. If it is in your health, and I think you said part of your children and creativity?
Yes, yeah.
So because it's so much water, that also can add overwhelm feelings to whatever area it relates to. Mm-hmm. So if it's in children and creativity, it could cause overwhelm feeling for the children. Or you could just feel overwhelmed with so much thought about creative objects, things in your life, right?
Uh-oh, I think we need to fill in the pool.
But like I said to you when we were talking about this on the weekend, that you can put planters around the pool if you're able to, if there's room. I know that's not always an option, but even if you can hang them off of the fence.
Right.
So it's still surrounding and it's still giving the attention of... not putting out, not drying up the water, but at least downsizing the water a little bit. You know, intentionally, that's what your intention would be, so it's not overwhelming you or any of those areas that it's in. So okay. yeah, there's not much you can do, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's in that position. Right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. So, like as you mentioned, to the right of that center is the children and creativity area.
Right, yes. And that's the metal element again. And the color is white, but it can also be pastel colors there as well.
Okay.
You know, it could be a metal table like the bistro set we were talking about. It could be metal decorative things, benches. I mean, there's lots of metal. I think metal is one of the... Metal and wood are usually the easiest things you can find for your backyard.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, easy finds for sure. Just make it child friendly.
Okay.
You know, add a little fun in your garden or in your backyard, and especially that area, because it attracts the fun in your life.
Okay.
You know, it's nice to have fun and be young, like young minded at least.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe some funky, or if it's a fence, then maybe some artwork.
Yeah.
Some funky metal artwork on the fence.
Or,
that
you know,
type
the
of thing.
Signs they have, and you can get some really great, little inspirational things you can put up there.
Okay.
Anything that gives you that childlike feeling or that creative feeling.
Okay.
You know, especially if you need that in your business like you do in yours.
Yeah.
And mine as well to some point. So, you whatever that makes you feel creative.
Okay. Because you have a pool as well. Where is your pool?
Mine's in the wealth area.
Oh, okay.
And the children creativity section. So it's pretty much, it's from the back of my, to the where my deck is. So it covers a lot of my backyard.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's almost all the way into my helpful people section.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have to balance that, and I do that by planters as much as I can. And, you know, I put different things out, obviously, in the nicer weather and whatever.
Yeah.
But you're restricted. I can't move the pool,
right.
Even though I'd like to.
Yes.
but I can't move it, and I don't want to fill it in.
Right.
So we just maintain it, and, you know, when things happen, you just get on it as soon as you can.
Yes. And I have a funny story, because I can remember getting a desperate call from you last season
about
somebody who could repair the pool. And, you know, it was a little thing.
When it started.
Yeah. But you seemed very panicked. Now I get it, because it was leaking water.
Yeah.
And you wanted to make sure it... So it wasn't just... you weren't worried about your water bill necessarily.
No, it wasn't my water bill.
Yeah.
It was the feng shui of my backyard.
Yeah. Yes. So I hadn't made that connection.
Right. Yeah.
So
it was making me nervous, because it was my relationship and my children's creativity for the most part. And it was ripping every day that much more. So by the time I actually got it replaced, or actually fixed, I should say, it was probably, oh my gosh, it was probably about 10 inches.
Okay.
So it was really making me nervous. So when the gentleman came to fix it, I was like, just do it as quick as you can. And he's like, okay. And you could tell he was not sure. I mean, he understood why I was panicking, but not getting in. And I explained to him very quickly, I'm a feng shui practitioner. This is not good. He's like, okay. I'm sure he thought I was off my rocker.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
Yeah.
It made me feel better once it was fixed, to say the least.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So.
All right. So now, again, we can enter our yard from either the bottom or either corner right on the bottom.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I would enter from my patio doors on the skills, but my gate would be helpful people.
And that's where my gate is.
So,
okay, so we're going to go to helpful people. So the element is metal.
Okay.
The color is gray, but it also can be white or black. Gray is just the main recommended color. And, you know, you could do a metal gate, like a metal door for your, or, sorry, the metal gate of your backyard.
Yep.
Right? So it could be wood with a metal gate door.
Yep. Okay. Or sometimes people put those decorative
circles
or yes. squares or triangles in their
that's right.
in
yes.
their gate. You know, yes. that's kind of like the new thing.
That's right.
You know, so that would be a good element to add, right?
It would. Actually, we have our metal shed there.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's something that we just happen to have there too, right?
Okay.
So there's lots of little things you can do. You know, you could also put angels there if that's what you like. You could put them where angels, you know, represent spirituality, but also represents different religions too. So whatever
right.
you believe, there's just a helpful people type of feel to them. So that's why I recommend angels.
Okay.
There's lots of little things, like I said, and when you go to garden centers, you can find all mm-hmm. kinds of little cute things that you could put there. Even if it is your gate, you still, you know, want it obviously maintained, no
yeah.
clutter around it. If it is your shed like it is mine, you know, paint it, keep it clean,
mm-hmm.
whatever. It's kind of hard sometimes depending on what's
yeah,
beside it, right?
What's there. Mm-hmm. So helpful people and travel seem unrelated. Like
they're, well... Do you have to think of this way? Helpful people is for all areas of your life.
Okay.
But when you travel, you really want things to go smoothly.
Mm.
And sometimes you need help when you're traveling, you know, if somebody gets sick or whatever. So they do kind of go hand in hand. And when you travel, you know, in feng shui, when you travel, you always want that person that's got your back.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do travel, there's feng shui things you can do to ensure that you have a safe travel and you come home safely.
Okay.
Know? So they do go together in a feng shui world.
Yes.
But, you know, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
About the,
yeah.
You know,
I'm sure I'm not the first person
yeah,
to say.
No.
What
you're
do
not.
Those two have to do
That's
with
right,
each other?
Yeah. yeah.
That
They're
kind
both
of thing.
Very good things to have. I love and enjoy traveling, and I always love to be that helpful person or to have those helpful people to me. So
yes.
That's great. Yeah.
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 yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So in the center, so this would usually be like so kind of closer to the house.
Yes.
It'd be the center.
Be your back deck or depending
right.
if you're something like my door is in the middle of my backyard.
Oh,
my
okay.
door. So my door is right in the, just like my front door, my back door is the same
oh, okay.
place on
Excellent.
The back of it. So yeah, you could, the color is black, white, or gray. It can be either one, but black is the main area because it represents water, which is the element.
Excellent.
So you could put your hot tub
which
there.
That's where mine is. My hot tub is there. So I did one thing right.
There you go. Yeah. So you just want it to be, you know, a water element. You could
mm-hmm.
have a small fountain there. Again, you could just have that feel of, you could even, you know, put blue on your deck if that's where your deck is.
Okay.
It could be the cushions on your chairs. I mean, it could be the umbrella. There's lots of things you
okay.
could put
Okay, so
there.
Adding blue.
Adding blue or black, because the blue gives you that water feeling as well.
Okay.
And, yeah, and black, you put a black mat down, carpeting, whatever.
Okay.
You know, just use your creativity with it, for sure. When you start knowing the element and the colors, you'll be surprised what things come out when you're looking for things for your that area of your backyard or even your home. It's,
right.
It's almost like it's like, hi, I'm over here. Now that you know I'm here,
yes,
there we are.
Yeah. I like how some of them are blended. Like it's not so... You're not going to look at your yard and see the nine squares.
Yeah.
You know, there is a there
I
is
hope
a,
you're not.
Yeah,
so
there
yeah.
is a blending, you
there
know.
Is.
So
yeah. they overlap and
yes,
they do blend.
Yes, overlap is a good word.
Yeah, and they are supposed to complement each other because you have to think of it as this is all nine areas of your life and they all do relate to one another.
Right.
So as an example, your wealth and your helpful people are across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, to get to the wealth area of your life, you need usually helpful people there,
yes.
right? You have to have the skills and knowledge to have a good relationship with either a spouse, significant other, or coworkers.
Right.
Your skills and knowledge also relates to your wealth. You have to be good with your money to continue having wealth.
Mm.
I mean, they all relate. So, yes, your backyard should not look like a...
Nine
different
rooms.
Should not look like the Bagua.
Yeah.
Yes. It should not look like the Bagua. It should have the... energy feel of feng shui, but
right.
not look like the Bagua. It shouldn't be a multicolored clown place
right.
out there. Yeah,
okay.
That's not what it's meant
okay.
for.
So, yeah. So, I hope just to remind our listeners that the map that we're looking at, you can go to my website. It's probably the quickest way is to go to my website, downtoearth.ca with the number 2. And at the bottom of the page, you'll have my social media links there. So if you go to my Facebook page or Instagram page, I've posted the images of the Bagua map. So you can download that and you can kind of, so Trish has laid it out, you know, everything, all her squares are colored and with the color she's talking about. And she's got a list of each one of all the things we're talking about in those squares. So it's very helpful. And it's a perfect take. Considering it's a radio show, you get a take home.
That's right.
Right? It's a perfect take home. We didn't give you one, Gary. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you can get on the website and take a look. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So our last one is the left-hand corner.
Right. So that's the skills and knowledge.
Okay.
The element is earth again. The earth is the skills and knowledge, health, and the relationships. Those three areas are the earth element. The color is blue, but again, you can take it from the ones that are around it. So you could add a little green in there, a little black in there.
Okay.
You could even add a little yellow in there. Things like blue cushions, it could be it's a great actually area to have like a meditation area or an area just to have a sit and read a book, have a cup of tea. You know, if you're lucky enough to have a deck there, that would be awesome to do that there.
How about eating, like if your table was there?
Yeah, it could be for eating too. Okay. It's about skills and knowledge. So it's an area to be quiet and enjoy nature.
Okay.
That's how I would explain it and think of it as.
Okay.
It's all about, you know, the labeling of the Bagua is what you're supposed to take away from it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what that represents to you. Because everybody is different.
Right.
What I think is about skills and knowledge and wisdom could be different from whatever somebody else thinks of it, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, this was your quick and easy little tutorial on feng shui in the garden. Now, you know, you really don't, this isn't the best way to learn it, right? You
Definitely not.
Consultations.
I do.
You do even Skype consultations, which I know we have a lot of listeners that are not necessarily in our GTA area.
Right.
So you do Skype consultations as well as workshops. I know I've attended your workshops, and that's the best way. You know, that's an all-day workshop, or are they all day? Usually not half day,
Six
right?
6 hours. I am going to be changing workshops around and adding different things, so I may be breaking that workshop into two.
Okay.
And I'll also be doing, eventually, I'm hoping by May, I'm going to start doing little smaller workshops that are like the feng shui cures.
Okay.
So creating a personal cure to apply to your home.
Okay.
Maybe eventually I'll do garden ones as well.
Yeah.
That might be actually a nice idea to do that.
Should probably talk about that. That might be a good thing to do.
That's a good idea.
So please, your web, so would they learn about your... workshops on your website. We do have a listener. Chris is asking about your website. So your website once again is?
It's yourspiritualconnection.ca. I always list my workshops that are coming up or past workshops. I posted the next workshop that I have, which is a 6-hour day. It's including a lunch. It's Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 4. The location is not set up yet.
Okay, but to be determined.
Yes. I'm hoping within the next 2 weeks I'll get confirmation on that.
Okay.
I have a few places in mind. I might be changing it up from where I normally have it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you also have a Facebook page, and that's where you post your blog.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. I do. I have it on my website, and I also always, every Monday, I post my blog for the week on my Facebook page. So you can check it out on either spot.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
And all your past blogs, are they on your website?
They are, yes. They're all on my website.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we keep them on there as well. And yeah, anything that's coming up, I'll post it on there. I usually update it on a weekly basis, I want to say. Depends on how busy the week gets.
Hope you can find her, Chris. And I think it's really important for our listeners to know that you can do it via Skype, which, you know, you're not really doing a walk around, but you have people. How do those consultations work?
If you're going to do it through Skype, we'll set it up ahead of time, usually through a call or an email.
Okay.
And we'll just plan a date and time and do it.
It's
would be like an in-house consultation in the sense that, you know, you'll send me pictures, you'll send me the floor plan. Actually, you send me the floor plan for any type of consultation we do.
Yeah, you want the floor plan before you go to the home?
I usually have it a week, at least minimum 1 week before I go to the consultation, because it gives me time to review it.
Yes.
And then we always discuss, you know, what problems you're having, what's working, what's not working. Because a lot of what the feng shui consultation is how you say things. So if you're always saying, well, I feel broke, I am broke, you know, money's not coming in, or money's coming in so fast, but it's leaving so fast. Mm. Those are all signs of what I have to look for when I do the consultation.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, so pictures, your floor plan, and then we just set up a date of when we actually do the consultation.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a simple process, and the Skype works wonderfully if you are not in the Durham area.
Excellent.
Or, you know, another country, whatever.
Yep.
It does work. I've had great success with it. I'm even thinking of doing using Zoom. I don't know
okay.
if anybody knows about Zoom.
Zoom, yeah. Yeah, I've done that
yeah,
before as
yeah.
well.
Because it's the same idea,
yeah.
right? It's live. And
it's free,
it's
right?
It's free. Why wouldn't you not use it, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have to do the long distance
yeah.
Call.
Now, are people taking their computer through their house on Skype to show you things? Or
it would be more if they'd send me pictures ahead
okay.
of time.
Okay.
I think actually once I had a person, we were on Skype, and she did send me pictures, but there was one way she couldn't. The picture she sent me wasn't clear enough.
Okay.
So she did bring her laptop and show me. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
then I was able
okay.
to help her, but the picture, the way she took it, I was like, I don't get what you're trying
yes,
to say to me.
Yes, yeah. yeah. And with FaceTime on our phones too, right?
Yeah,
like you can,
there's so many ways
yes,
we can do it. Whatever
yeah.
is easiest for you.
Okay.
I'm flexible with, you know, how to do that. It can work. I
right.
mean, we'll make it work. That's
yeah.
the way it is.
Yeah.
And if you want to do... you know, actually, after our consultations, I always follow up with you 4 to 6 weeks afterwards,
okay.
too.
Okay.
So that way, if you have questions
mm-hmm.
or something didn't quite work the way you thought it would or whatever, you can always contact me and we can review it. Sometimes
okay.
it's just tweaking something that
mm-hmm.
we've done. Sometimes it's you weren't ready to hear what I said, mm-hmm. so I'll just repeat it. So I take notes when I do consultations.
Okay.
Just so when we do go back 4 or 6 weeks later,
yeah.
I can remember.
Okay.
It would be hard to remember every client
yeah.
you work with and you know
for
what
sure.
you told them. So yeah.
And is it possible for someone to make changes in all 9 areas?
After one consultation,
or like even in a month,
yeah.
right?
I would never say do all 9 areas because you're going to create a lot of overwhelm and you could create a lot of chaos. So when we do our consultations, I always ask them to give me 2 areas that they need the most help with, because sometimes it is a lot of more than 2 areas. And that's why also is good the 4 to 6 weeks after.
Okay.
Because they all relate to one another. Sometimes when we work on one area, something else comes up, good or bad, you know. And then we can always just talk about that as well.
Okay.
I'll give you an extra couple tips to get you started in that area. But do one thing at a time. Don't do it all at one day.
Mm-hmm.
There's another part of the consultation that I give once I have given you the consultation where you do another thing to it when you add your cure.
Okay.
So it's not just placing, you know, the flower bed in the wealth area and walking
right.
away and not thinking about it. There is more to it.
Okay.
So, I mean, not that that can't help because
mm-hmm.
you are changing the energy.
Right.
But there is another level of it that, you know,
okay.
That's what the consultation is for, is to give you that extra boost of it.
Yeah,
sure.
definitely.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I think considering it's radio and it's under an hour, we
yeah.
can, you know, I think we gave a pretty good overview. And
so.
If you haven't had a chance to download the Feng Shui Garden Bagua before you logged or before you're listening to the show, it's still going to be there. So
yes.
please go and print it out. And you can do a sketch of your yard and kind of compare. You know, because sometimes visually, not everybody can do that visually, right?
right? Yes.
So that, and same with the interior, you find people do like a floor plan and then you kind of put the bagua map on top of it.
Yeah. And I show them that, you
yeah.
know, of course, because once you get that where you can look at your floor plan in a different, through different eyes, through
yes.
feng shui eyes, we call
yeah.
it, you see things that you didn't notice before.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see like, I always go back to the wealth because that's the most common thing that I hear. You'll see things that are disconnected or broken, and then you relate that to
mm-hmm.
what problems you're having with
right.
your wealth area.
Yeah.
Because it is really apparent. It's just you're not seeing it or
mm-hmm.
don't want to see it, right?
Yeah.
So that's why when you do the consultation, I get a lot of aha moments for
mm-hmm.
people because it's something that I see usually when I walk in.
Yeah.
Not always, but most times is when you walk in and it's like, well, there's your problem. And
right
it's something
there, yeah.
that they can fix.
Yeah.
You know, it
yeah.
usually is something you can fix. Sometimes it is a maybe could be a costly thing, like that lady was talking to us about. Remember after my
Someone had a leaky backyard. The neighbor was draining onto her yard. So that is not an expensive fix, but it's important to fix it.
Right. And I said that to her, like, if you can't afford to, the main thing to do is to raise your ground up.
Yep.
You know, you want to have that stop happen, because that's a definitely a big sign of overwhelm. So emotionally overwhelm, as well as it's a loss of money. Because in feng shui, water and money go hand in hand. Too much of it is not good, and not enough of it is not good. You have to have that even balance of it for sure.
Right. Yeah, and I think, you know, we have different businesses, but when it, and I know people always think about the cost of the consultation and the cost of, do you really need to come to the house? And it really makes a difference, because even though you're reading the books, whether it's on feng shui or whether it's on garden design or planting and landscape design, it really takes someone who's trained to walk into the space and go,
yep, there it is.
You know, and because we're looking at the big picture as well, where I think sometimes people are so focused on the deck or so focused, you know, on something. The shed comes up a lot for my business because people, husband and wives, often, you know, dispute that.
Yes.
It's either where the shed goes or whether it's a patio or a deck.
Right.
Those tend to be the disputes.
Yeah.
And so when we're standing in the yard, the argument can continue. But then I'll turn around and look at the house and look at the kitchen window, which is invariably above the kitchen sink, and say, okay, so when you're doing dishes all day or whatever, all the time you're at the kitchen sink, do you want to look at your shed?
Yes.
You know?
That's such an important
part. Yeah. Or the, sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes it's when you're sitting at your family kitchen table.
Right.
Do you want to look at your shed? Right. So, and same thing, huge ahas, right?
Yeah.
So just a shout out for people to really wrap your head around the fact that, you know, the consultation fees are nominal in both of our cases, but really sometimes the difference can be huge.
Yep.
It can make
a big difference.
It really can make a big difference.
Yeah.
And that's why we do what we do.
That's right.
Right? We both went to school for it. We're both studying it. And so I can, you know, I can relate it back to gardening and feng shui and so for people to think about the investment, you know, we invest in a lot of things in our life.
Yes.
And sometimes consultations like this, you know,
just improving your environment can improve the energy in all areas of your life. And that's why I'm saying when you do a consultation, just work on one or two areas because those will overflow into the other areas. They'll make things easier in other areas of your life. You'll see the difference. Like when you don't have a money problem, you usually don't have relationship problems, because usually that's what couples fight about.
Mm.
So honestly, it does affect everything.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take one day at a time, but change your environment by either, you know, having landscape designers help you or a feng shui consultant help you. The change is amazing. You
Excellent.
Will feel the benefits, and you will love, you won't even regret what you just spent to change that energy, because it will be so powerful.
Yes.
It really will be, for
Excellent.
Sure.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed that chat, and we learned a lot, and I can't believe we're almost like we just talked nonstop almost for an hour. So we hope that translated for everybody. And I know it's still March and we're still huddled into our homes. But I did want to bring this to you and have, you know, lots of stuff to think about and learn about while we're inside before we start to go outside.
So true.
So thank you very much, Trish,
thank
for joining
me for
once again.
Me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I did want to give a little shout out as we wrap up to our listeners in the GTA area. Anyway, Canada Bloom starts on Friday, so March 10th. And I'm doing a doorstep display. So they really are coming around and trying to have more displays that are practical for us normal people with normal yards. And so this year they're doing 5 front yards and 3 backyards, four backyards. And they're small spaces. So the backyards, I think, are just 10 feet deep, 20 feet wide. And the front yards, there's 2 10 by 10s, 2 10 by 15s, and 1 20 by 20. And so they're just little vignettes of what you can do in small spaces. So I am lucky enough to have a front yard there. Nice. Set up started today for me for that. But there's lots of other things to see at Canada Blooms. The big theme this year is Canada's 150th birthday. Wow. And Canada Blooms is part of the home show, national home show. So for one entrance fee, you get to see two shows. And so, yeah, so if you are in the GTA, I'll be around my walk-by booth as much as I can. So come by and visit or follow me on social media and you'll see some pictures of how the booth comes together. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I hope and that gives everybody a little taste of spring.
Yes.
Right? In
we
the cold
that.
Of March. For sure.
That, yes.
For sure. So thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us down the garden path here on Reality Radio 101. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Down the Garden Path with your host, Joanne Shaw, right here on Reality Radio 101.